is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And everybody. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken On Demand, the podcast. It's the same as the show, and you could listen to it whenever you want after 4.
We still have money. We still have money to give away. We still have the cash contest coming up at around 1:20, so be listening for the keyword. I'm just looking at a story that popped up in front of me now, and it's like nothing says it better about the state of, what, Nobel, L.A. County, and smash and grabs and shoplifting than what happened Saturday night at the Rose Bowl, when the Colorado players who were playing UCLA got robbed. Their locker room got ripped off. I don't know if you heard that story.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, so the Colorado football coach, Deion Sanders, had his little weekly press conference. It's supposed to be about the past game. And just yelled out, "Who robs the Rose Bowl?" Then he said, "NCAA, you do something about everything else. You got to do something about this." Because
they don't
just
have
can't
a,
believe this. All the stuff should be replaced.
This they is don't the have Rose a guard Bowl. In they, front of the they, locker room?
They hire private security. A private contractor provides security at the Rose Bowl. I don't know exactly what was guarding the
because
locker room.
Personal experience, guys, I will just say that if you slide those security guards some cash, they'll probably let you into an area you're not supposed to be in.
How much did you pay?
And let you out with a bag of loot?
Well, I don't know about a bag of loot, but I've definitely paid security guards off at concerts to let me into, like, the floor section.
Wow. Like, let's Mr. say I Buck's have... over there bribing people. Look at you.
I'm trying to get close to the stage. I want to have a good time.
What does it cost you? Give me a number.
Oh, I've paid a guard $100 cash before to let me
onto
the floor. $100
makes sense. I thought for $20.
No.
Guards are $20.
Oh, these guys are making, like, 15 an hour. These guys are making minimum wage.
He's Mr. Big Bucks board operator giving people $100 bills. That's why I'm wondering.
Big Bucks board operator.
Big Bucks board op. Well, that's it, bribing people. That's for the rich and the wealthy. That's what they do. I have to get themselves into any situation they want to be in.
No, me and my friends pull some money together and then they
oh, then he lets a whole bunch of you in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just you. He says, I'm sure, he's talking about the Rose Bowl. It's the granddaddy of them all, right? I'm sure the granddaddy has some money. Grandpa should have some money to give these kids. I'm going to have a list made out for these kids, and I know they're going to be truthful of what they lost so we can try to get some of it back. They may not be able to get all the items back, but we should be able to reimburse them somehow. He did not have any items personally stolen. But a camera worker, he said, had a significant amount of cash missing. And then he got mad. And this brings us into the other half of this discussion about what's going on with theft in L.A. County. He said people online are blaming the players for putting stuff in the locker room that they value. And he goes, well, you know,
say that's what's wrong with the whole world. So now the people who get looted are the criminals.
Well, they're not the criminals, but they're not the victims anymore, right? Because you're supposed to know this could happen and don't put anything valuable anywhere where it could be stolen. I mean, they're probably saying this about people in San Francisco who park a car with stuff in plain view in the back
seat. Yes, I understand in this reality you shouldn't take any risks at all. But the idea that you'd go online and just outwardly blame the players or blame anybody is really, really ridiculous. You know, that's everybody's moral compass is just broken. You know what? And after a while, people start believing this. Well, no, it's not the fault of the criminals. It's the fault of the people who left their stuff in the locker room or left their stuff in the car. Or, wore a necklace or wore a watch. You have a handbag. It's all our fault.
This isn't the first time a Deion Sanders team has been targeted either. When he was the coach at Jackson State last year, he had stuff stolen personally from him in a locker room.
Is he a lightning rod for...
he's been controversial in terms of...
Yeah, I'm just wondering if it's really cool.
Doesn't he wear fancy chains and jewelry?
Yeah, he does wear a lot of expensive stuff, and he's been controversial in the media in terms of the way he's gone about his head coaching 10 years where he's been a coach, but...
Maybe the criminal element thinks it's cool to steal from Deion Sanders, right? It's more of a target.
Yeah, they want some street cred.
Right, yeah. Some ordinary coach from Iowa, it's... not nearly as exciting.
He said the idea that they should be blamed for having their stuff in the locker room, it's crazy. That's like saying if you have a car in your driveway and somebody comes and steals your car, you shouldn't have a car then.
That's what I'm saying, is that's the attitude from a lot of politicians, like the mayor of Chicago believed that as well.
Oh, we had in L.A. Remember all the street robberies? And they said don't walk around with for the fancy watch. Be careful where your phone is in view, if it's a nice phone.
And that store owners have to get security. Right. It's up the store owners to protect themselves. They're the ones who are going to have to install bars on their windows or get a security guard. And you let customers in one by one like they do at many jewelry stores now. You have to stand outside.
A bill in Sacramento to stop employees from stopping the shoplifters. Remember that whole fiasco?
Exactly.
They think of everything to help the thieves wherever they can and make story go on and on.
This is the woke progressive mindset. This is what's warping people's brains. No one thinks clearly anymore. No, nobody's thinking rationally. Nobody has any sense of morality anymore.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, the thieves are the oppressed, and we're the problem. We're the problem for owning stuff, which is, you know, that's a Marxist philosophy. It's a communist philosophy. You take from those who have and give it to those who haven't.
All right. So that just tells you the state of things. I know I heard you yesterday talking about L.A. County, the judge there defending zero bail.
Yeah. Yeah.
After 20 days, it's working as we thought it. 20 days.
If 99% of burglaries are unsolved and the cops don't even show up for a burglary anymore, nobody has any idea what the crime rate is.
No.
Nobody does. They're unsolved. The police don't show up. People give up. I mean, even that, I don't know if you heard the story about the woke DA in Oakland.
Uh-huh.
She had her car, a taxpayer paid $90,000 SUV, broken into, and her laptop was stolen. And she's Gascon plus. And she comes back to the car, calls the police, and she's pissed off the police didn't show up for an hour, and eventually said, well, just go online and report the crime. Well, most people aren't going to stick around an hour, and most people aren't going to go online to report the crime, because so what? the thief is gone. Your laptop's gone. Your car's a mess. None of that's going to show up in the statistics anymore.
I'm reading a statement from Chief Moore. He put out a statement today. They call it PARP, pre-arraignment release protocols, it's basically zero bail. In summary, it appears at this early juncture that the newly instituted PARP is striving to achieve the appropriate balance between the rights of the accused and our duty to protect the city of Los Angeles.
What? The rights of the accused.
The rights of the accused.
That's what he led with there. And they come up with
That's his conclusion. That's not what he led with. That's his conclusion.
Yeah, but it was the first part of the sentence. He has to balance the rights of the accused. What?
Oh, no, he led with that. He appreciates the Los Angeles County Superior Court in carefully instituting the pre-arraignment release protocols.
Spineless puppet.
He's the one that did not show up at the trial over this. And then just before this went into effect, then he was squawking about how it's not a good idea.
Why don't you go take a knee?
You talk about completely trying to have it both ways. That's exactly what he was doing.
Go take your knee
and put it where?
He's the guy who took the knee in front of the rioters. Him and Garcetti. Yep, both on their knees.
All right, when we return, we'll be talking about Israel Hamas, and the focus will be the college campuses. Things have really gotten out of control with student groups and threats. We have a story out of Cornell, which is hard to believe, and an update on the story that a person of interest has been taken into custody over these threats. John and Ken, your chance to win money is next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Nowhere is it more evident of the unrest in this country over the Hamas-Israel debate than on some of the college campuses. The one we're going to talk about for a few minutes is an Ivy League school called Cornell University in upstate New York at Ithaca. John, that wasn't that far from our old hunting ground in Elmira, New York.
Yes. I know some people who went to Cornell. It was a great Ivy League school back then. Apparently, the lunatics have taken over. I don't know what's going on there now.
I haven't paid attention. I mean, we've seen college campus stuff, but I haven't really paid attention to what's going on at Cornell. But they have had incredible amount of what's described as horrendous anti-Semitic messages. Mm-hmm. I'll just read one that was posted on the public forum, specifically naming the University Center for Jewish Living. If I see another synagogue, another rally for the Zionist, globalist, genocidal, apartheid, dictatorial entity known as Israel, I will bring an assault rifle to campus and shoot all you pig Jews. Wow. He signed to Hamas. They have a person of interest that they've arrested connected to that. Obviously, that was a shooting threat. So
these schools,
that was taken very seriously.
These schools have many students. Palestinian students are most of them, I would think, and the professors, and they all support Hamas openly, and they're terrorizing the Jewish students. Remember, diversity is our strength, and this is what you get with diversity, is you bring all the 10,000-year-old feuds from the Middle East, and now you put them in Ithaca, New York.
Well, I just thought that on a college campus, maybe I'm overestimating the people, that there could be more of a civil debate over Israel, Palestine, instead of things like this. One post threatened to rape female Jewish students and behead Jewish babies in front of their parents.
No, they don't have that anymore.
Who knows who's posting to these forums? Not necessarily has to be students. It could be anybody.
It's pretty nasty. There were 100 Columbia professors who came out in support of Hamas. Or groups that back Hamas. It's completely changed. They look at Israel as being just like America. We are white people who colonize and oppress minorities. Our history is nothing but brutality, and anything goes. Any response to the brutality and oppression. That's what they teach. That's what they believe. And just look at what they're doing, what they're saying. We're in a new world. It's been bubbling in the colleges, you know, for 10, 20 years. No, everybody just dismissed it. Oh, that's college kids. Well, you know what some professors are like. No, it's much more severe than that.
Well, this is the crowd, too. They went wild over hate speech. It wouldn't let anybody come on campus that they considered politically opposite to their views. Remember that whole thing a couple of years ago?
Yes, they're hypocrites.
And everything was hate speech.
They hate
you're talking
too.
About hate speech. We've tripled down on it with this stuff.
Well, their hate speech is appropriate. Your hate speech isn't. Because all that was just about controlling you and shutting you up. And then they were allowed to flourish. And now they're bringing their issues to the forefront. And of course it's vile. Of course it's disgusting. They don't care. Yeah, you know, the mistake everybody made was kowtowing to this crowd. Because they weren't trying to do good for the world. That was their cover story. That was their shtick to try to make the world more civilized. Now you see what this crowd's really about. This crowd is more hateful than anything. They used to. Remember all the fanaticism over microaggressions? Literally, if you looked
the
wrong
snowflake
way at some
era,
the whole
right.
Yeah, that's right. Well, these professors, this administration was all part of implementing it.
Right.
And so what they did is they cowered everyone. They intimidated everyone. Everybody was afraid to speak out about anything. I read that 90% of professors are afraid to speak out on their campus because of the blowback and the outcry, especially on social media. They destroy you on social media. They ruin your life publicly. So everybody walks around scared to death, trying to hold on to their tenure, hold on to their paycheck.
I mean, this is going to test one of my long-held theories as we go into the future, because I always looked at college campuses as a bit of a bubble. You've always had liberal left-wing professors, particularly at these Ivy League schools, you know, Berkeley, Harvard, Yale. But the students, I always thought, yeah, they may sound like that, but when they grow up and get into the real world and mature, and they have to have a family and a mortgage, they calm down from these positions because there's other things they have to pay attention to and other responsibilities that they have. You're saying now, though, they're starting to bleed into the real world.
They're gushing into
companies and
tech companies, media companies, networks.
They've always been media companies.
But this is a really virulent strain of this. This is not just liberal people. These are angry anarchist progressive types. They want to destroy capitalism, destroy America, just unravel the whole country because we don't deserve to exist. We were built on racism, on colonialism, on stealing land, on brutalizing people. We have to have our society wiped out. They truly believe that. It's the way the Palestinians, they want the Jews wiped out. They don't want just the land back. They want them all dead. They don't want to move to another part of the planet. They want them dead. And because people don't take it seriously, they have made a lot of progress. And a lot of these kids, they don't get married anymore. The marriage rates for young people are way down. Children, way down. It's a completely different breed. And,
right, but when they're 40 years old, there's got to be other things in life they're going to do.
I don't know.
Marching around screaming, protesting.
Oh, marching around screaming, no. But, you know, they'll be the professors. They'll be the communications executives in all the media. They'll run the tech companies. They'll run what's left of Hollywood. And those are the people in charge of the megaphone. Those are the people. They're the ones who run the social media companies, too.
We had a bit of chaos today in Congress. The Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was speaking at a congressional hearing. And apparently more of this crowd showed up. It says here they were drenched in fake blood and interrupted Blinken's testimony on Israel. Let's get some audio.
From Palestine to Mexico! All the world to Gaza! From Palestine
to Mexico!
From Palestine to Mexico! All the world to Gaza! From Palestine to Mexico! All the world to Gaza!
Listen to her.
Yeah, I'm watching her on the video here as they're pushing her out. She is really screeching. Genocide. Ceasefire now. It started with just all the walls have got to go from Palestine to Mexico. Like that one? Blinking with blood on your hands, you murderer.
Yeah, that's what I told you. It's cluster B personality disorder. That it is an actual mental patient who should be locked up in a mental hospital.
Yeah, her sign says no more dollars to Israel. That's what she's holding up.
She's not going to stop anything. She's just a crazy person. I just amazing the high notes she could hit. I mean, she was screaming.
Can and that's, I think, as they were grabbing her, she really amped it up because she knew they're going to get me out of here. I got to keep making my point.
Great. You made your point. You didn't change anything. We're still writing checks to Israel. Israel's still bombing the hell out of the Gaza Strip. So I don't know what you accomplished there.
All right, we'll return. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 to 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. And you could listen to whatever you missed.
Yeah, and the Moist Line is going to be back in just a few days. So here's a heads up to leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. It's 1-877-664-7886. It's Eric sent a video that I just can't stop watching.
I can't. The thwarted theft?
Yeah, I can't.
I wish there was sound.
I can't figure out where it happened. I'm looking for news stories, but all you find are everybody posting this video with quick commentary. It's a shoplifter who was caught stealing. And when you watch the beginning of the video, he and an employee are kind of fighting over some shopping carts. They're tugging at it from each side. This goes back and forth for about 20 seconds. And then this guy's got a backpack, starts to move around the shopping cart. And out of nowhere on the right comes another employee, we believe, with a red shirt, who takes a large bottle of Coca-Cola. I understand it's a 2-liter bottle. He uses both hands and heaves it over his head for impact. He hits the shoplifter square in the head and knocks him out. Boom. It is hard to believe. And
you can
hard
watch
to believe someone. The accuracy
day.
Of this, I mean, you know, he's not that far away, but still, I don't know.
He's at least 10 feet away.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a direct hit.
he went with maximum impact by taking it over his head and using both hands to
he really launched that thing.
To really whip it with all the power he could. And then he hits the guy in the head, and the guy goes out cold. He just flops right to the ground.
Dropped like a rock.
Unbelievable.
I was just scrolling Twitter in the commercial break right after you guys got done talking during the first segment, and I was like, what are the chances that I just stumble upon this video?
Oh, and it's been, I see 1 to 8.8 million views. People are really getting excited by it.
This is what's got to happen.
We cover people fighting back because it's got to happen, right? People have got to fight back since the justice system is nowhere to be seen anymore.
Yeah, there's nobody in any police department or any political office that's going to protect you. So you got to do what you got to do.
Well, and especially in grocery stores. I worked in one when I was in college. I worked at Vons. And they tell you, you are not allowed to go after shoplifters for your own safety. And especially because it's a union job, the union definitely doesn't want to get involved. Right. So,
yeah, nobody wants to get involved. Oh, I'm sure this guy who threw the bottle is going to get fired. He's the bad guy. He's the criminal.
He might get reprimanded for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's the one in the wrong.
Brain injury that got knocked down there. I don't know.
Good. That's what you get. You're going to have street justice. On-the-spot sentencing. Why don't you go into a coma for 6 months?
Dippity Doo has returned from his 10-day visit to Israel and China. And covering it, Politico, wow, this is a tongue bath. Sound like it was a huge, huge political win for Newsom.
They are so left-wing at that website. They have been slobbering over Newsom's body every day of this trip.
Yeah, I used to think they were just political geeky, that they cover everything like inside politics, but wow.
Super progressive. Totally have their heads up his,
They gave him at least five wins here. He helped set the table for Joe Biden and the president of China, Xi. He looked like a global figure, really.
He looked
except
like
for
a
the part where he fell down on the basketball court. He faced criticism, but he knew he would. He set a non-hawkish tone. He helped deliver at APAC. One of those summits. Anyway. In San Francisco.
No, he just ignored all the horrible things that China does to the environment and all the horrible things China does to its own citizens. He just ignores it. he's a fool. He's another hypocrite. He's not about social justice. He's not about the climate. Gavin Newsom is about Gavin Newsom. Just one bloated ego bag. All the stuff he preaches, he doesn't care.
Oh, he doesn't care. This is the path he's chosen to take to set himself up to be president, whether it's next year or in 2028. This is what he's doing, right? This is to create this huge national image. He thinks he's going to get people aware of who he is. But I don't think there's a lot of buzz about him from anybody that...
No, but there's far left-wing writers and editors who they like being kingmakers. They want their columns and their stories to build up the next great Democratic left-wing leader.
Dippity-doo, Gavin, we love you.
Well, Alex Michelson accompanied Newsom. Fox 11 sent Alex Michelson all the way to China with Gavin Newsom. And we have a little bit of audio in, I guess, what you would call the closing interview, the end of the trip, kind of. We understand it's a little difficult to hear, but let's listen in.
I had an opportunity to talk about the most important issue in our lives.
As he wraps up his China trip, Governor Gavin Newsom sits down with us for an exclusive interview. Newsom taking us inside his meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
Talk about the issue of our time, climate change.
This week, we walked with Newsom as he entered China's Great Hall of the People for that Xi meeting. A surreal moment. With soldiers everywhere and trumpets blaring, we entered a massive, ornate waiting room before he was summoned to walk this lengthy red carpet to greet the president.
It's a structure that exudes power and exudes place, and it's intended to be what it is. Yeah, it was sort of overwhelming for any visitor. It's a home field advantage.
Newsom says Xi helped break some of the tension when recalling his 2012 visit to L.A. with then-Governor Brown, checking out a Laker game, meeting Magic Johnson, and cheering for Kobe Bryant a frequent China visitor.
Talk about Kobe Bryant. And he talked very fondly about that visit to Los Angeles. That's a point of pride. And I also made a point, and it's a point of pride for me, about the Warriors, not just the Lakers.
So Xi's a Kobe fan?
That's well established in this meeting. Let's just say in that case, we want to make him a Curry fan.
I asked Newsom to respond to critics who say China is far away from the problems at home the California governor should be focused on.
They would rather see you at home dealing with homelessness than here in China. Well, what do you say to those people?
I don't know. 24/7, 7 days a week, homelessness is the number one to number 10 issue. That's all I focus on. Taking a few days after a legislative session when the entire legislature is on vacation or out of town to focus on the issues of reinvigorating these relationships, I think is a pretty good use of time.
That's the point I was looking for, that people say, why is he going to China? And by the way, you know, between the COVID and spy balloons and everything else, China's no friend of the U.S.
No,
he's going over
there
because he thinks he's going to make an impact on climate change.
Because he'd get a lot of attention, and he got a lot of attention. Here's the impact on climate change. China's responsible for 33% of all global greenhouse emissions, more than every developed country combined. 33%.
Oh, no. Apparently they agreed with Newsom they're going to stop.
Today. Oh,
they will not be emitting any more global warming gases.
Oh, it's right.
The United States. He got them to stop.
In China, emissions skyrocketing, increased 10% in the last year alone. Last year, China opened an average of 2 coal plants every week. China approved more coal plant capacity in the last year than exists on the entire European continent. Air pollution in China causes a staggering 2 million deaths a year, according to the World Health Organization. So what? He's going to have no effect on that. He doesn't care about the climate. He doesn't care about the atmosphere. He's a total fake, an absolute phony. Why is there so much hero worshiping going on in the media? Why? Why do writers and journalists, why do they feel the need to kiss his ass and slobber all over him? Why?
Because he could be next, and they want to be connected to the next, right? The next big thing.
It's their own egos. It's a big ego
fest. You've said it many times before, especially the Democrat Party. They got nothing but old people. Everybody's looking for somebody younger that's going to be the next big leader of the party. They think it's this guy.
A stupid phony?
Well, that's
it, right. Huh?
We'll be right back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, well, we're not done with dippity-doo Gavin Newsom. One more story has popped up, and it's one of the oldest stories covered on the John and Ken Show. Back in 1983, a man by the name of Kevin Cooper was convicted in the fatal stabbings of a married couple, Doug and Peggy Ryan, their 10-year-old daughter Jessica, and 11-year-old house guest Christopher Hughes at the Ryan's home in Chino Hills. That's out in San Bernardino County. 2 days before the killings, Cooper had escaped from a nearby state prison he was serving a sentence for burglary. All the evidence, all the time, over all the years, points to Kevin Cooper. He was about to be executed when we stopped executing people. So, he's in the news today because he's calling Gavin Newsom a moral coward. He's claiming that one of Newsom's top legal advisors took a look at the case and thought there was a pretty good reason to believe that Kevin Cooper, and this is what happens when the evidence lines up against you, test after test after test, what do you end up saying? Oh, it was planted. Planted by racist police and racist investigators. That's what they did to me. So the man in question is Newsom's legal affairs secretary, David Sapp, who Cooper said told Cooper's current lawyers that Cooper had been wrongfully convicted. Officially, they're not saying that at the Newsom office. And again, Newsom got involved in this. Jerry Brown got involved in this. We told you how many media outlets got involved. I think the New York Times had a reporter got involved
in
this.
New York Times columnist wrote a lengthy piece that I got either Jerry Brown or Newsom to reopen the case and get an independent fact-finding investigation going. Every time they've done this, they have had numerous appeals. numerous investigations by outside law firms. Everything comes back to Kevin Cooper's guilty. He's guilty because he did it. He did it, and so he's guilty. That's what happened. He killed the family.
State and federal courts have upheld this conviction and death sentence time after time after time again.
I'm not aware of a case that has been appealed and reinvestigated more than Kevin Cooper. And of course he's going to say, I got framed, racist cops. What else is he going to do? If he doesn't put up this song and dance, then what happens? He gets executed. He doesn't want to get executed.
Well, for years they were kind of, well, it's changed, but they were saying that, well, the surviving boy said that it was not Cooper. He was not one of the men that was in the house that night. So saying, I wasn't even there. I didn't do this. But then as they tested the evidence, it's pretty clear he was there. Then it becomes, well, they planted it. See how things shift? So that's kind of been there.
But because, look, if you want to throw BS into the air, you can do it endlessly. You'll always have that's what I noticed when we covered this case over the years. No matter how many times it was obvious that he was guilty, they would come up with another piece of evidence. Oh, we found a hair over here. We got to retest the hair. And so everybody would retest the hair. And then months later, it's like, no. Has nothing to do with the crime. Has nothing to do with changing the verdict. Well, we just found something else. We found this footprint over here. No.
You know why this happens? Because these people live too long, these killers.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Because we don't execute people. They live long enough. They constantly. And as a story gets old like this, 30 years, 40 years now, people are like, well, you know, it's hard to remember. And you don't think of the victims anymore. It's all about the living guy, the killer.
Because people are dead from that time. Others are old. Others have had their memories fade. And after a while, there's very few living witnesses who could tell the story. And people also stop caring. Because if, you know, you'd have to be, in order to remember this case, you'd have to be, you know, like 50 years old minimum, 55, 60, to have real conscious memory if you were following it at the time. You know, much of the public who was alive in 1983 as adults, they're dead now. So what you can do is you can sell this to a new generation, sell it to the wokesters, the progressives, the social justice warriors, the defund the police crowd, the ones who want to close the prisons down. And you sell this, you know, perverted, reinvented story as another example of racist police work and cover up and criminality on the part of investigators. It's easy to do. Who knows? Right. At this point. That generation's dead.
John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And we've got Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future. Especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.